to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here with Yusha Reddy and Ron Fear, Manhattan mayor and city manager. And Dave, I understand during the break we had a phone call here.
Yeah, we had a caller ask and wanted to know if there was any grant money available for individuals that are working on refurbishing, redoing their homes.
CWD funds.
So there's not, there is some funds through the Community Development Block Grant Program. It's our housing rehabilitation program. There's an income qualification for that, and that, and there's a priority list of the types of improvements. So, you know, some of the big things there are making sure you've got heating and HVAC type improvements, accessibility for disabilities is another higher priority, and then, you know, plumbing and just some of the critical features is really what that's mainly targeted for. You know, if you got some roof damage, just, you know, so the livability of the dwelling is probably the highest priority for that particular aspect. The only other thing we really have that's not something that we administer, but if you have a historic property, there's an opportunity to get historic tax credits through the state of Kansas. And again, that would be more for renovations that are in line with those historic aspects. But the it's a good question, because that would be something that, as I mentioned in the discussion on the housing study, is that we've talked about what's called a neighborhood revitalization program, where there are incentives for upgrading or improving existing housing stock with some portion of that increased valuation being rebated back to the community. It takes cooperation between the city and the county to be able to put something like that in place, but that's had discussion and potentially could come as a potential policy recommendation for the future.
And I understand we have another caller here. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Let's not forget about our airport expansion. I've gone all over the country building new runways at airports, and we were using the federal transportation money. And with your tax credit, transportation tax credit money, and with this new, if we had a grant writer with this new urban development, rural development for the Flint Hills area airport, Manhattan Airport, we could sure fund that new runway, and you'd free up your bond loan money for your affordable housing. Thank you for your consideration.
Appreciate that call. So, you know, the funding that we would get for our replacement of our main runway would be 90% funded by the Federal Transportation Association, the Aviation Administration, as part of that. We are an entitlement community as far as our airport is concerned, and certain improvements that deal with primarily the commercial service aspect of it, we do help get some assistance on from that aspect, funding our share of that. And then the specific issue we've had with the runway replacement is that the FAA has indicated that our current need only would support, from their justification, a 100-foot width runway versus a 150-foot runway, which we have currently. And so for us, we just don't think that that's reasonable. We want to maintain the level of service that we have today by that full 150. So we'll be looking at a variety of different avenues from other federal agencies and other aspects to help support that effort. You know, for example, their comment was that in order for the federal government, the FAA at least, to participate for the full 150, we would need over 500 larger airplane landings and takeoffs that utilize our airport on an annual basis. You know, and our number's about a little more than half of that. But, you know, they're basically saying that, well, that half doesn't really count, and it would be the same as if you only had two, you know. And so how about talking about a pro rata share or something like that of components for that extra participation? So I think we have some bargaining power. But primarily, we don't want to diminish our serviceability. So we want to make sure that Fort Riley can land C-17s here to deploy critical equipment. They've shipped helicopters and armored vehicles all over the world from our airport. And if we didn't put it back to 150 feet, they wouldn't be able to do that. And so we don't want to diminish their capabilities, and whether it's moving equipment or moving troops, as they've done in the past. And then on a secondary basis, it would also impact charter flights for sports, for K-State and other visiting, not only our teams moving out of here, but also visiting teams. So I don't think it's a question of whether we're going to do it or not. And again, it's finding a way to fund that. It's an item that isn't on the critical timeline, because we've got some the condition of the runway has got a few years left in it. So we'll be working hard to find sources of revenue to help us with that. But I appreciate the call.
All right. Moving on here, the other agenda item tonight, item C, is the middle school rec centers. We're going to hear some more about that tonight.
We are. This is a couple different items here. One is to ask the commission to give formal approval to the design and specifications as the contractor, McCowan Gordon Construction, is getting ready to start. Previously, the commission had approved a guaranteed maximum price on the project that was based on all of the preliminary design and information that was available, and that this is for the two new middle school recreation centers. That price was just a little over $17,032,000. This is proposing to increase that by about $200,000, but the net effect would be closer to about $108,000, as we had savings on some grading and other aspects. So some of the increased costs that have come about as a result of that would be some increased paving and curb and gutter, also some additional sidewalks and additional parking lot lighting. There's a new fire safety lane that we're sharing with the school expansion that wasn't in that original design capacity. So as they've moved forward with finalizing the detailed plans and specifications, there's been just a few other items that have come up that will increase about a 1.5% with this additional cost. But the other good news is that the quarter cent sales tax that was renewed by the voters is also producing more revenue than was originally forecasted. So there's capacity certainly to be able to add this, and some important features that need to be accounted for.
All right. And this is, of course, from the USD 3-3 bond here a couple of years ago, kind of a partnership between city and the school district.
It is. And that's part of this formalizes the real estate transfer agreement for the city to be able to build a portion of the new middle school recreation center adjacent to, and actually it will connect with the expanded middle school that's going to allow the sixth graders to attend the middle schools and create some joint space as well. So it's worked out to be a great cooperative project. Both of us, by working together, we have the same contractor that's doing the work, and so it's really been an excellent opportunity and provides some significant savings for the community by doing it together.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that happened with the middle schools is we did the Parks and Rec sales tax initiative first, and that passed, and then the bond issue passed afterwards. So there had to be some revisions after the bond issue was passed to expand their own middle schools, and such as how it's faced, even. We had to change some of that structure and the fire lanes and such. So I think ours came before theirs, before the school district. So we're just kind of modifying it towards that. But in the long run, this is also for the community. So even though we talk about it as the middle school rec centers, this is also for the community to utilize. And our taxpayers are picking up most of that tab as well on that. But hopefully we also have space for competitive play, which is something we are working with other organizations such as the Chamber and other sport facilities. That's going to be one of the revenue sources to take care of our operation costs and such. So hopefully the final changes are done as the school district figures out all of their plans for their two middle schools, because those are huge projects for them. And if there are no more kinks or anything of that sort, we should start moving forward with these projects. And I'm glad the sales tax, we are capturing revenue like as was anticipated, if not better.
So. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to these being constructed here because, you know, and I don't know from your city perspective, we don't have a lot of rec centers places for people to go in the publicly here, and this will certainly elevate that.
Mm-hmm. Certainly not indoor spaces.
Absolutely. Yeah. Indoor space for the community, for our own citizens, is a high priority. And then obviously if we could capitalize on it with by getting more folks here for special events and tournaments, that has worked out well. That's been shown with the improvements we've made in the outdoor spaces out at Annenberg Park with the synthetic fields and playability. And it's one of those things that weather has an impact. And so by providing more facilities in the community, we're not only primarily taking care of our folks that are here from having to go out of town all the time for a lot of their activity, but just their own recreational programs, it certainly will help us to be able to compete with other cities for special events as well.
All right. Well, that's item C here on the agenda tonight. We've gotten through the general agenda. We'll take a break, and we'll talk a little bit about the consent agenda here tonight when we return.
Actually, before we take that break, we had a call asking, and this goes back to the airport discussion, just wanted to know what the length of the airport runway is.
So it's about 7,500 feet, roughly. So okay. There's a little bit of a threshold displacement.
Not quite a mile and a half.
Right. So it's certainly adequate. Right now, the key is in order to we can land certain classes of 757. Again, I mentioned the C-17 as we replace the runway. To lengthen the runway, again, would be additional cost, and we'd have to – right now we're focused on replacing what we have to maintain the serviceability that it's currently providing.
All right. Appreciate the call, and hopefully that answers the question adequately. Back with more In Focus with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy, and Brandon Peoples, too.